sick and tired of being promised this and that. We work all day, we sweat and we slave to keep the wealthy fat. They fill our heads with promises and bamboozle us with facts. Then they bluff false sincerity and they laugh behind our backs.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Lisa Tyson, the director of the Long Island Progressive Coalition, an advocate for progressive change on Long Island for almost 15 years. Lisa has won important victories aimed at promoting sustainable development, revitalizing local communities, creating effective democracy, enhancing human dignity, and achieving economic, racial, and social justice on Long Island. As director of the Long Island Progressive Coalition, she has helped pass a $3 million affordable housing bond in the town of East Hampton, wrote and passed Nassau County's living wage law, lobbied successfully for optical scanners in voting, and anchored the statewide campaign to change the statewide education formula to be based on student needs. And she is a founding member of the Working Families Party. Welcome to Background Briefing, Lisa Tyson.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Lisa, yesterday you took part in a demonstration along with quite a number of people. There were several fundraisers for Mitt Romney on Long Island. I guess the first one was at Ron Perlman's place. Is that right?
Yes, he had several events, very high-paying people going to those events throughout Long Island.
And what was the... just give us a flavor of what happened. Were you there at the Ron Perlman one? Because I understand...
We went to the David Koch one because really, you know, what we're protesting is money and politics. And when you look at David Koch's, what he spent his money on, it's basically to hurt the 99%. So we really just focused on that event.
And what did you do?
So we worked with a coalition of groups, Occupy Wall Street, United New York, many other organizations, Greenpeace, Move On, others. And basically, we want to just, as they're going into their fancy $50,000 a plate fundraiser, which is more than most people make per year, as they're going to the event, we wanted our voices to be heard that what they're investing their money in is really hurting people. It's hurting working people. It's hurting people trying to survive. And really, you know, the 1%, they should not be fighting for more money for the 1%, which is ultimately what that event and what they do traditionally.
So tell us about the messaging that you were trying to get across. Were you trying to influence the people that were attending this fundraiser, which was $50,000 a plate for a single person and $75,000 for a couple?
Yeah, it was a bargain if you're a couple at $75,000. I mean, who wouldn't go? Who doesn't just have that money in their back pocket? I mean, it's just ludicrous, that amount of money that could be spent on an event like this. It's just the system is broken, and we need to fix it. We need campaign finance reform big time. We need publicly financed elections. I mean, Citizens United, the impact of that decision is just hurting people every day, whether people are dying because they can't get health care, you know, to not being educated. I mean, what is happening right now, and because the influx of money in this country is disgusting and it needs to stop. And that was really the point of the protesters. It wasn't about protesting Romney. It was protesting the Koch brothers and the use of their money and people like them and what they're doing to this country.
Well, presumably people like them were the ones that were showing up to pay money to have Romney elected. So there was a purpose to this, surely.
Definitely. And when you look at David Koch and the Koch brothers and their history, they put their money in the type of reforms that they want. So with Wisconsin, you know, union busting, they invested millions and millions of dollars to destroy unions. And, you know, from the money that they've made in oil industry and the destruction of the environment that their hands have done, it's just incredible that they're allowed to just give as much money as they do. And really, they are hurting this country, and that was the point of the event and really getting money out of politics, period.
Again, I'm speaking with Lisa Tyson, the director of the Long Island Progressive Coalition, and she was involved in the as she was involved in yesterday's protests in front of the estate of David Koch on Long Island. He was the third fundraiser that day for Mitt Romney, the first being the Revlon heir Ron Perlman, and then the second being the former U.S. ambassador to Brazil, Clifford Sobel, and then David Koch, the billionaire industrialist and longtime benefactor of conservative political causes. So just give us a sense of the nature of the protest, what you were trying to do, who you're trying to influence, particularly the people coming into the event. And I understand that a plane flew overhead with a banner.
Yeah, one of the messages of the event was, you know, a funny message, and that was that Romney has a Koch problem because the Koch brothers spell their name differently, but it sounds like the drug. And basically, when we were referring to that, what we're referring to, he's got a problem with their money and what that money that they've been investing in this society, in this country, to destroy education, to destroy campaign finance, to destroy, you know, regulation of the oil industry, which is where they make all of their money. That is Romney's problem, and it's the impact of money in politics. But he's going around holding these guys' hands, you know, saying, I'm with them, and he's not with the 99%. And we want to make sure that people know that. And those people who are giving their $50,000, $75,000 check, as they had to wait, as they couldn't get into the event because there was so much traffic and they were backed up and they had to look at the protesters. They had to look at the signs. You know, there was a woman with a sign, I don't make $50,000 a year. You know, someone else, my whole life I've spent to try to save $50,000. And basically they're just investing their money to take it away from everyone else.
Well, the plane, apparently, the banner was Romney has a Koch problem, right?
Yes, and it was from MoveOn.org.
That was MoveOn.org. And at the Perlman event, apparently, a couple of gate crashers tried to cross a pond and were, I guess, the Secret Service intervened.
Yeah, and, you know, we had a big event, over 200 people, Occupy Wall Street. People came in from the city. People came from all across the country. Someone came from Norway. We had no disruptions. There were no problems with the police. The police actually were really great. And the mayor was great, and you know, everyone worked together to have their voices heard, you know, and have our time to protest and for our voices to be heard, and that certainly happened. I mean, we're in press all around the country.
So give us a sense of the community, then, that you've been in for a long time. Lisa Tyson, the director of the Long Island Progressive Coalition. Long Island, of course, is associated with the uber wealthy, and apparently there are a lot of big estates there. At least three of them Romney managed to visit yesterday. So what kind of traction do progressives have in a state? I imagine there's a tremendous disparity in wealth in Long Island. I guess somebody has to be the maid and the chauffeur in that community.
Exactly. And, you know, that's why we actually, in that area, we passed affordable housing and had to get affordable rental apartments because people who work in the communities can't afford to live there. Long Island is known for its amazing beaches, its amazing schools. You know, we have so many wonderful things here, but we have pockets of poverty and really have, you know, a working class right now that are barely surviving. Our cost of living here is incredible. Most people pay more than a quarter of their salary, up to a half, even more than that. And you know, when we were, you know, bringing people in from, you know, from Brooklyn, from Manhattan, from other parts of Long Island, and they were seeing these estates, it's just, these estates are breathtaking that David Koch has. I mean, these estates, people only live in for a week or maybe a month out of a year, and then they're all getting serviced, and people like me are working, servicing those homes. You know, it's just amazing to see the Hamptons, the money that's there, and it's just outrageous to see how people are suffering right now on Long Island. I mean, there's huge unemployment. Services are getting cut immensely. And, you know, youth services, everything is getting cut right now. And it's just incredible because, yet again, you know, Wall Street's making more and more money and just people on the ground are suffering. And we're a suburbia. We're like a lot of other suburban areas where they don't have the high-paying jobs anymore. And really, public education, the haves and have-nots, you can tell from the community you're from what kind of education you're going to get. And that's the type of work that we do out here.
So, again, Lisa Tyson, the director of the Long Island Progressive Coalition, who was one of the organizers of protests yesterday to the appearance of Mitt Romney on Long Island, where he went to three fundraisers, first at the Revlon Ayers, Ron Perlman's, then at the estate of Clifford Sobel, and then finally at the estate of David Koch, where Lisa was protesting along with a couple of hundred other people. You said that the people lined up to go to spend $50,000 per head or $75,000 per couple to meet with Mitt Romney at the estate of David Koch, that they were forced to look at some of the billboards that you were holding up, that, you know, $50,000 is more than most people make in a year in this country. What was the reaction to the people on their way into the fundraiser at these signs and at this protest?
Well, you know, they were trying not to look at people, but there was no choice. There was a police barrier kind of in the way, but clearly people saw that. Some people were saying, you know, is there a VIP entrance? We're all, you know, we're VIPs, and they all thought they were VIPs, but there's only one road to get into the house where the party was, which is our strategy. You know, there's very little public parking, there's very little transportation down there, so the strategy was for us to block the road and to make it very difficult so they would see us, and it clearly happened, and they were stuck just waiting, and they, of course, heard everything that we were saying, so we really achieved our goals with this event.
Well, this sounds a little bit like the Marie Antoinette thing, let them eat cake. Was there a sense here that these people were being inconvenienced by the rabble?
Exactly, and that was the impression we had gotten. You know, those protesters and those people, you know, as they wear their jewels and as they go to their fancy events and they go home to their fancy homes, and you know, when the rest of us have to live common lives that they just don't understand at all. You know, we were just an inconvenience to them, and I'm sure they were, you know, just upset with us, but just in a way that they'd be upset with everything else in their life. You know, unfortunately, we're not seeing enough of those people changing their minds, trying to fight against the system as well, and we need the 1% to be fighting with us, you know, for reforms, and they can come and work with us, you know, to make sure that people have the basics of their lives that they need to survive, which people don't have right now.
So along with the banners that the airplane was trailing, Romney has a Koch problem, and others were also holding up banners that where you were in front of David Koch's estate. I was reading online that some of the protests were chanting, rehab, rehab, rehab. Is that, I guess, playing on that the Koch problem joke?
Yeah, playing on the Koch problem. You know, basically rehab would be campaign finance reform. You know, publicly funded elections, you know, people having a vote and a voice, which right now what we're finding, we don't have a voice, and it's the people with the money that have the voice.
Well, apparently in his speech, which one, I think a journalist was able to overhear it from a public sidewalk, that Romney acknowledged that everybody in attendance was doing very well. And I believe he mentioned that some people in this country weren't doing well. How does that sit with you?
Well, that's great. And, you know, we hope that he starts, you know, looking at the rest of Americans and not just the people he's trying to get their votes from and his base. And, you know, then that means that we're successful. I mean, we need for that 1% to recognize what is happening in this country. So if that really is the case, which I doubt, but I'd be encouraged if that's the case. And that's a good thing. And we need for, you know, him to be talking about what's really happening and for there to be an awakening from the 1% of what is happening.
Right. Well, I'm just searching through my newspaper clippings here to make sure I got it right. I may not have got it right. But the headline, though, today, many headlines are saying here that in June, Romney outraised Obama by $34 million. So in many ways, the race, at least in the press, is being framed as a race to raise money, and clearly Romney has an advantage in that department.
Yeah, he really does, and you know, it's definitely playing out, and it's, you know, it's a difficult campaign on both sides, and unfortunately, until we have a real system of publicly financed elections, and you know, Citizens United is overturned, we're going to see this influx of money. You know, we're only seeing the reported money that Romney's, you know, reporting from his campaign contributions and Obama. We're not seeing the 527s. We're not seeing the unlimited dollars from corporations now that are going into elections, and we will never know who's paying for that commercial because they don't have to say who it's paid by. This election is probably going to have more money than ever by that type of campaigning, and we're going to see the results of Citizens United this year just so deeply in swing states, but all throughout the country as well.
Well, apparently, as you probably know, Romney did make a remark during earlier in the campaign saying, "I'm not concerned about the very poor," which didn't sit well, and he tried to retract it. Apparently, he learned from that lesson. I'll just give you the exact quote of what he apparently said at the Clifford Sobel fundraiser to the wealthy people gathered around him, quoting Romney, "If you are here, by and large, you're doing fine," Romney said, his voice audible to a reporter standing on a public street not far away. This is from the New York Times. "I don't spend a lot of time worrying about those here. I spend a lot of time worrying about those that are poor and those in the middle class that are finding it hard to make a bright future for themselves." So that was Romney's statement to the $50,000 a head crowd.
Definitely changed what he said in the past, and, you know, of course, we know this is an election, and now he's trying to attract independent voters. And if he doesn't change that rhetoric, I mean, he's got to be liked by the common person, by, you know, just like George Bush, everyone wants to have a beer with him. You know, that's his goal right now, is to try to get people to like him. And so, you know, I'm not surprised that he's saying that, you know, but we have, you know, this person is not, you know, young. He's been doing this for a long time. We have to look at things he's been saying this whole life. And, yeah. And that's a new statement for him, it seems.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us here today, Lisa.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Lisa Tyson, who's the director of the Long Island Progressive Coalition, an advocate for progressive change on Long Island for almost 15 years. She has won important victories aimed at promoting sustainable development, revitalizing local communities, creating effective democracy, enhancing human dignity, and achieving economic, racial, and social justice on Long Island. As director of the Long Island Progressive Coalition, she has helped pass a $3 million affordable housing bond in the town of East Hampton, wrote and passed Nassau County's living wage law, lobbied successfully for optical scanners in voting, and anchored a statewide campaign to change the statewide education formula to be based on student needs. She's also a founding member of the Working Families Party. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. Took the kids to the park and disappeared.